This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
We'd said last year was a boom for new stocks hitting the market, initial public offerings. New data from Dealogic finds the $173 billion in new offerings so far this year is more than all the IPOs of 2020. Marketplace's Justin Ho has more.
When you look at the type of companies that have gone public this year, a lot of them are in sectors that have done well during the pandemic, says Santosh Rao, head of research at Manhattan Venture Partners.
Remote learning, gaming, digital payments, and e-commerce and all that stuff.
It's also just been a good time for stocks. Kathleen Smith is a founder of Renaissance Capital, which tracks IPOs. She says the market's been pushed up in large part by low interest rates, and that's made investors more eager to plow money into IPOs.
Returns for investors. That's the fuel that drives the IPO issuance engine.
The only fear, Smith says, is whether inflation and higher interest rates could slow down the stock market and scare off investors.
Because they'll push back and say, wait a minute, why be here if I'm not able to make good returns?
Meanwhile, the boom in IPOs is likely to continue. Smith says she's tracking over 130 companies that are waiting to go public. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.